name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 2nd of August 2009, and the time is 10 past 1 in the afternoon. If I could ask you to tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
My name is Lucy Goodchild. My age is 26, and I'm from Aldershot in Hampshire.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
Gosh. I suppose it was a couple of weeks before nominations opened, and I can't even think when that would be. I have no concept of time.
What was your motivation in putting your name forward?
I thought it sounded amazing. I thought it was quirky and weird and a massive challenge, and also a chance to stand somewhere that very few other people will be able to stand ever. So I thought it was really kind of exciting and get to talk about something that you like to talk about.
And how did you feel when you received confirmation that you'd been allocated a slot?
I was in the office. I can remember when it happened. I was standing in my office. I work at Imperial College, and I literally jumped out my chair and ran around the desks. And we're in an open plan office. It's huge, and everyone just dropped their pens and stared at me like I was crazy. I was ecstatic, completely bowled over.
And what is it you're going to do on the plinth?
Well, I'm dressed as a bee, and I'm going to be talking about bees. I'm going to be reading out some poems I've written and stories and doing little talks about bees. And I'm going to be asking questions at the end of each section and giving people prizes if they get them right.
What kind of prizes are you going to be giving?
I've knitted 7 little bees. Some have got flowered seeds attached to them, throwing out some flower seeds on their own, little blue flowers, all sorts, mostly knitted bees.
And can you tell me what's the importance and significance of bees?
For humanity, they keep us alive. They provide 1 tree of every mouthful we take of food. If they weren't here, we would not be here. For nature, they provide diversity for flowering plants. They're the most important flower pollinators of all. And for me, I think they're really special, and they kind of inspire me to live my life a better way. They're hardworking and sociable and really cute.
And tell us a little bit of background about you, what it is you do for a living and what you do in your spare time.
I'm a press officer for medicine at Imperial College London. My background, educational, I studied genetics and microbiology at Leeds, and then a master's in history of science at Imperial. Managed to somehow stumble into the career in science communication, luckily. I've lived all over the world, Australia, Singapore, travelled around a lot when I was a kid, went to 7 different schools, and so my feet never really touched the ground. My spare time, beekeeping. I'm a member of Mensa, I'm an officer in British Mensa, so I edit their Southeast newsletter, and what else do I do for Mensa? I'm a local secretary for the area. I'm applying for a new post, so hopefully I get that. I also scuba dive quite a lot, and I do a lot of freelance writing, kickboxing, trampolining. I fill my time with all sorts.
And tell us about the freelancing you did. What do you write?
I mostly write about science, actually. For Null Hypothesis is my favourite thing to write for, hilarious science website. But recently I've been writing features for the Mensa magazine, and I most recently interviewed John Amici, the basketball player, and it was the most exciting interview I've ever done. It was great. So I had a front cover feature for the first time ever. I do as much as I can. I never get paid, it's just for fun. That's what I love to do, so get to do it all day and then come home and do it at night.
And can you tell us about Mensa, or how you first got involved with Mensa and what that means to you?
It was a bet. I met someone, how much detail do you want? I met someone internet dating, and he was horrendous, but he bet me that he was cleverer than I was. So we both sent off for a home test for Mensa, and we both came back with identical scores. I never saw him again, but I thought, why not? I'll go for a standardised test. So you have to go along and do kind of an exam. And I went along, and I couldn't believe it, but my score came back a lot higher than I'd expected, and they offered me a place. So I joined. Didn't do anything. They have the great magazine that I get, and you get a local newsletter and stuff. And I didn't do anything for a couple of years, and then thought, and the editor position came up for the newsletter, and I thought, oh, I'll do that. So I've been newsletter editor for a couple of years, and local secretary, although I'm supposed to organise events. This is my first e-event, so there's going to be loads of Mensons watching. And I'm applying for a position research officer as well. Hopefully get that. So it's, I think, I love to meet interesting people, and Mensa is such a bizarre mix of people. It's the only stipulation is you're in the top 2% of intelligence in the country, and it's amazing the people I've met there. I think that's the best thing about it.
And can you talk about, so you work and you study kind of in the field of sciences. Why the sciences?
Oh, I'm a massive geek. I never had any friends at school, so all my time was spent at lunchtimes in the library and learning stuff and doing extra classes. And science was always the big thing. Science and writing, I suppose, are two completely opposite things. One's totally right and wrong, black and white. And one's not. I like the yes and no, right and wrong thing of science. I like being able to prove something that you hypothesise. I think I was primarily a biologist, and everything around me just fascinates me, and that's why I love bees so much. They're just brilliant. Everything I think is amazing. I'm not religious, and so I think science sort of replaces that hole, really.
And also, with regard, could you tell us a little about the seven different places that you lived at as when you were growing up? How does that affect you?
Gosh, I think it's made me have the travel bug a lot. So I was born in, where was I born? Guildford. Lived in Cambridge. Oh, no, lived in Hindhead, then Cambridge, then back to Surrey somewhere, moved around a little bit in Surrey, moved to Singapore, moved back to Surrey, moved to Leeds, London, back to Surrey, Hampshire, Australia, Hampshire again, and now I've moved again, so I'm never in the same place for more than a couple of years, really. I think it makes me explore things a bit more than I otherwise would. I travel a lot because of it, I think, and I appreciate life, I guess, variety, meet new people and stuff.
Who would you say you are going on the plinth for?
For the bees, because I think not enough people look after them, really. Even seeing someone in the pub garden yesterday swatting one away, and I kind of think it wasn't going to hurt you. I think if people knew more about them, they'd love them and want to look after them. I think the government throws in token gestures every now and again of money, and it's not really going to help. And I think people need to take this problem more seriously and realise actually what a huge part they play in our lives without sort of interfering with us. So yeah, that's why, raising awareness of the bees.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
I think I was asked for three words for this one. Geeky, definitely geeky. Excitable. And I'm just going to come up with the same three words. What's the last one? I don't know. I asked a lot of people to give me three words for this, and they came back with some really funny ones, a lot of which I don't agree with. Three words. I think the best way to describe me is the character Alec Baldwin plays in Friends. That's about it. Okay. I'm kind of smiley and opportunistic, I suppose.
And what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Gosh. My family, my mind, and my time, I think.
And what hopes and fears do you have?
For the future? I hope to be a multi-billionaire, so I can save the bees myself. I'd like to write a book, have a book published in the next 12 months. That's one of my hopes. I've been writing it for about half my life. I just hope to stay happy, really. Fears, the food will run out, before I get a chance to do those things. I suppose just the same as everybody, fears of losing people, of being unhappy. I hope everything will be exciting and surprising.
And about this novel as well, can you tell us?
It's actually a book. It's non-fiction. Well, okay. It's fiction based on non-fiction. It's a biography of a bee. It's a biography.
Okay, thank you very much. How are you feeling half an hour before you go up on the plinth?
Terrified and excited. I'm nervous. I think you need nerves. I had hypnotherapy for public speaking a few months ago, and since then I've done about 6 or 7 talks. And I'd say standing on a plinth in Trafalgar Square is the ultimate act of terror for me, probably. But yeah, facing my fears should be fun.
And what does the One Another project mean to you?
Oh gosh. It's a wonderful project, and I've been spellbound by it. It's brilliant. I watch it every day. It's giving me the opportunity to do something I'm very grateful for. I think it's really exciting. Even standing up there for an hour, even if I did nothing, it'd be great. And also it's sort of brought a lot of my friends and family together today, which is quite nice. So yeah, I think it's just making me smile, I suppose.
So who have you brought down to support you today?
My partner, my mum and my brother, a few of my brother's friends, another brother and his partner and some of his friends, my dad and his wife, one of my mum's friends and her son, some of my beekeeping friends are coming, some Mensa people are coming, John Tickle is coming, bizarrely. Loads of people. Some of my friends as well that may or may not turn up, I don't know. I've told everyone I'm here, so whoever can't make it will be watching on the website.
And what impact would you like your stint to have?
I'd like people to go, oh, I never knew that about bees. They're quite cool. Or, you know what? We need to think about looking after them a bit better. I might plant some flowers, or I'll buy local honey instead of going to the supermarket and spending 50p less on some imported honey. It'd be nice if Gordon Brown was watching and he went, let's give the bees £50 billion. He won't, but it'd be nice. Yeah, I'd like to share some of my enthusiasm with people.
Right, thank you very much.